and welcome to Afternoon Tea. I'm Kayla Hewitt.
I'm Max Friedel. Howdy.
And this week, we're here. How was your week, Max?
It was actually good. Normally, I like to say it wasn't.
Just to keep it spicy.
Well, I was talking about this at, like, Leo's with some friends a couple weeks ago, because when people ask, how was your week, that is such an intimate question. When people just say, what's up, I can say, not much. But if they say, how was your week, they must prepare themselves for the onslaught that is coming, because they asked for whatever I'm about to say. And so generally the answer is very bad. But actually, I had a pretty good weekend. How about you?
Same. I think Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day. We'll stick with Indigenous Peoples Day. We stand Indigenous Peoples. Yeah. Was like the break I needed, and it felt like how I imagined college to feel, because I wasn't stressed about work for the first time in like a month, and all of a sudden I was just like, oh, I have time, I can wake up when I want to, I can work out when I want to, and hang out with friends and just kind of meander around. So that was the first time that had happened in a long time. And wow. It reminded me that I enjoy life.
It's easy to forget sometimes.
But yeah, we even like went on a cute little like outing with friends. We got all dressed up.
We went to Admo, everyone. We got an Uber. I hadn't paid for an Uber in months. I've been so such a homebody.
We saw past the gray walls of Georgetown. It was beautiful. Yeah, went on nice walks. Like, honestly, the three-day weekend should just happen every weekend, especially because I really only have 3 days of classes if there's a three-day weekend.
Yeah, well, I was like, I have a three-day weekend every weekend. What I just, but I'm busy on Fridays, so it doesn't really count.
Such a busy, busy boy. Yeah, so Indigenous Peoples Day weekend was a beautiful thing. And now we're back in it. And I, like, genuinely had a moment this weekend where I was sitting and I was like, wait. Thanksgiving's not like 2 weeks away.
No.
I still have like a whole month and a half.
That'd be thematically appropriate though. If we give them Columbus Day and then we give them Thanksgiving. And then we're like, ah, don't you enjoy American history? It's beautiful.
It is. Yeah. So then I realized that like there's so much work ahead of me before I get that next break. But it's all right because I had a little glimpse of hope for 3 days.
Yeah, no, one of my professors said today, like, all right, are you guys ready to start the next 2/3 of class? And it took everything in my body to not say no. Absolutely not. I want to go home. I hate this.
Just curl up in a ball in front of him and be like, no.
He gave me my midterm back. I did terribly. He was like, all right, let's keep going. No. I don't respond well to failure, actually.
Georgetown, what a place. Literally, why do we do it? The world is ending in 2040. Why are we here?
Oh, more current events. Did you see? Actually, I wanted to bring this up when we were talking about it earlier. The UN ambassador, what's her face? Haley.
Nikki Haley?
She stepped down. She stepped down, and there's like a short list of people who could replace her. Take just one guess of like who is on that, like just one particular person.
I don't know,
like, it doesn't matter. Ivanka Trump is one of the people on the short list. And, like, honestly, I know it's just kind of a joke, and, like, no, she's not actually going to be the UN ambassador, but part of me wants so badly.
Just to see. Just for the meme of it all. But, oh, well, this world, this country, like, if you, like, the country right now is a mess, and it's stressful. And then the UN just wants to come and hit us all with, by 2040, the atmosphere temperature might raise by 2.7 degrees, making all of this just fall apart unless we completely get rid of carbon emissions, pretty much. Anyway, carry on with your day.
You ever think about that? That was like, that's like when you weren't quite sure when the midterm was, and then your professor is like, all right, everybody, midterm Thursday, hope you've been checking your study guides.
What?
I thought I had an extra week. Like, that's everyone.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get out of this in my lifetime and just leave it to someone else.
I'm going to have to pay someone to carve a little, like, etch out my tombstone a little differently than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, literally, what are we doing? It's fine. The world will be fine.
Anyway, here's some gossip, I guess.
My favorite thing is, like, I was trying to show a friend the article today about, like, this report that the UN just came out with, and it wasn't even close to a top story.
No.
That's crazy.
No, that was, like, the Trump's administration, one of the departments or whatever, put out this report, like, a week or so ago that was, like, oh, yeah, by the way, the reason we're reducing all of these, like, limitations, like, they stripped back regulations on carbon emissions, mm-hmm. Obviously, throughout the whole, like, administration. Yeah. But they put out this report on why they're doing it, and they're, like, well, the Earth's going to end anyways.
Might as well.
Like, they literally were like, yeah, like, you know, it'll probably raise by, like, 7 degrees within the next century. So
what are you gonna
what
do?
Could we do? And part of me respects that because I'm just like, all of you in this administration will be dead in 15 years maximum.
Your hearts are all just going to give out in a bit anyway.
God.
But anyway, we have snacks today.
Yeah, we have sourdough. Yeah, in the face of that, here's a podcast, I guess.
Well, this is a real quick turnaround, but anyway, this...
this is inappropriate to just talk about our stupid minutiae. Sometimes I think about that because it's like, people are like, you know, like, this is kind of a rough metaphor, but because I've been learning about Sufism in my, like, Islamic world class, and, like, a large part of that is kind of, like, enjoying, like, the beautiful minutiae of, like, every day. And it's like, I vibe with that heavy, like, just kind of, like, tasting the food that you're eating, you know, like, remembering to do that and stuff, and, like, the beauty of the world. But then also part of me is like, there's not enough time, we're going to die. Like, I can't do this. Like, we have more pressing issues.
Yeah, I experience that, like, every day in American studies, where I'm like, ah, this is so cool that, like, John Winthrop, like, wrote this thing, and, like, the way that he phrased this sentence, but then I'm like, does it really matter, though? And then I pay $60,000 a year to continue to learn about it.
I thought about that. I thought, we were talking in my Freud class today about people who, like, went to private school, and then it was just like, sorry, not to shade you, but I was like, wow. People really paid for the BS that was high school, and now they're paying for this.
I know. Wow. This feels more like a better transition. This feels more like a good segue.
Yeah, speaking of high school, Georgetown is just high school plus. Honestly, the difference between Georgetown and your shitty high school is slim to none. And that is because...
something we like to call club culture.
Just hearing the words out loud makes me want to vom a little in my mouth.
I think that's what we're going to talk about. Anyway.
Club cultures. That's what we're talking about. Hopefully it's the title of this episode. And then we've just been talking about the end of the world for the last 7 minutes.
But, you know, lines up. Story checks out. So club culture. It's a huge thing at Georgetown. Primarily, I think for me, the reason that it's such a big thing is, like, two reasons. One, because we don't have a Greek system.
Yeah.
Which is usually how college students, like, find...
alcohol.
Their groups. That also, but, like, their groups and, like, who they hang out with and what they're, like, put some of their identity into that.
Yeah.
But we don't have that here at Georgetown. So clubs are a Greek system. And then the other reason, I think, is just because the type of student generally who applies to Georgetown and attends Georgetown is that kind of, like, go-getter.
Type A nerd.
Exactly. Who, like, needs some power or else they'll go crazy. So we have club presidents and stuff like that.
No, it's hilarious because I'll roast people like that, and here I am. I started my own club. I'm a participant in like 50 fucking clubs. It's like, I hate myself because I think about this all the time. Because, yeah, like, club culture is a good way for Georgetown to control everything that students do.
Yeah.
Because everything that you say as, like, a representative of the club, like, can get nixed, basically, by CAB, which is the... like, Council of Advisory Boards. And so it's, like, I didn't realize this when I was creating my own club. But, yeah, so, like, the at Georgetown. Sorry, this is actually just kind of a diatribe. But there's the CSJ, which is the Center for Social Justice. And, like, there are many groups that obviously work with social... But they have, like, more or less a non-advocacy clause if you have a club. Because, like, everything you write on social media as a club, as a representative of this CSJ, has to go through their advisory board.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so it's, like, it's a really rigorous process. And more often than not, they say no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like... Wow. You know, it's like by participating in the institution of Georgetown, you're kind of complicit in your own, like, not being able to really do anything. And, like, they just kind of, like, hold you down and, like...
Wait, that, so they, like, went through your stuff?
I honestly have no idea how my club... So, my club, I'm... What do you call it?
Starting?
No. Like, when I'm pitching.
Pitching, yeah.
What is this? What time is it? Write down this time while we pause. God, what's the word? Where I'm like,
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
Plug. I'm plugging my own club.
Now I get it.
God, what's the like adverb that normally comes before him? Shameless. Are we going to keep this in?
Please.
While I think about the word plug for 30 seconds, because I'm an idiot.
I love how shameless comes quick after that.
Well, yeah, shameless is always, like, the top, like, my preconscious. Plug is deeply repressed. But yeah, shameless plug for my own club. I'm starting this club that's just, like, a forum for students to get together around projects for, like, criminal justice reform. But what that means is it's an advocacy group. Hopefully the CSJ is not listening to this podcast. But I signed up to the CSJ and they accepted my group. So I don't really know what that means because I fully intend on being an advocacy group and, like, doing social justice shit.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't really know what that means. Anyways, do you want to get back to club culture?
Now that we've gone down this road? Yeah, sure. We started talking about... Oh, but, like, you had to go through this process.
Yeah.
And, like, it's... tough.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Georgetown does everything in their power to, like, force you to go through their own bureaucracies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, like, go to these meetings just to, like, say that you went, even though they don't actually teach you anything. And then you have to, like, develop a... I mean, some of it, like, makes sense. Like, develop a mission statement, have goals, like, show evidence that you're worthy of campus funding and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to do that. And then it kind of is up to the arbitrary wills of CAB whether you get accepted or not.
Mm-hmm.
And CAB's, I think, mostly run by... It's mostly run by students. I think there might be, like... part of the administration in it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was just a pain in the ass for me because there's another group on campus starting that started actually now called Hoyas for Abolition, which is about prison abolition, which is a fundamentally different cause than criminal justice reform in that, like, reform kind of accepts the system as is, where abolition, like, seeks to, you know, uproot it. And whatever, not to make this a whole discussion about reform versus abolition, but, like, of course you could have space in criminal justice reform for prison abolition because, like, criminal justice is more all-encompassing. Like, there's still, like, at Georgetown, there's not specifically an abolitionist space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are spaces to talk about prisons, but largely in a positive sense. Like, the Prison Justice Initiative on campus, like, is, like, pretty explicitly, like, in favor of prisons. Oh, yeah, but they denied her club initially, citing our clubs being too similar. And so I went in to, like, help her appeal. And it was just a huge pain in the ass because it occurred to her and later me while we're sitting there in the meeting that just no one had any idea what prison abolition was. And we had to, like, explain that. And that was the predicate for her club to exist, which is ironic because it's like, well, that's evidence that her club should exist in the first place. But, yeah, it's just like... Who are these people and why do they get to make decisions? Like,
yeah, especially decisions that, like, as we've said, like, clubs are such a huge part of students' lives.
Yeah.
Like, who's regulating this? But, okay, that gets to, like, what clubs, like, we specifically are a part of. You're more clubs than I am.
It's honestly hilarious because I feel like I'm not in any clubs, but I'm in, like, so many. I'm part of the radio at Georgetown. I write for The Voice, clearly. I go to Georgetown Solidarity Committee meetings, I'm in prison outreach, I'm starting my own club.
You're in pep band.
I'm in pep band, so that's six things.
You're in six clubs?
Wow.
Wow.
Am I in anything else?
Do you TV?
No, I don't do that. Okay. I just go to their parties. I love you guys.
Six clubs is a lot.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else and I hope to God, I'm just, like, not in anything else. But yeah, it's just, like, and it totally monopolizes your time. Mm-hmm. But at the other hand, it, like, it really has been formative to me to, like, participate in these things. It's, mm-hmm. like, participating in, like, person outreach, like, really did, like, have a major effect on, like, my last year. And, like, where I am now is completely as a result of that.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's, like, there are benefits. But at the same time, it's, like, yeah, I don't know. What clubs are you in?
I can't think of anything. Like, I'll, like, show up to other club things, like Gucci stuff. I'm always much at.
We're big Gucci fans. Yeah. Gucci, sorry. We probably talked about Gucci in another episode. The Georgetown University Collective of Creative Individuals. Yes. So, like, art shares and stuff. That's what they do.
Yeah. But I'm not, like, I think Gucci has, like, a board and stuff. I'm not on any of that. But I, like, show up to pretty much every Gucci event.
Yeah.
So I'm a big supporter of Gucci.
Participate.
Yeah. I do participate. Sing. Sometimes I, yeah, make noises. And then, like, I'm, like, gonna be on a friend's radio show, but, like, I'm not part of Georgetown Radio. But then, like, the clubs that I'm actually in are Pep Band and then The Voice, which is where I spend, like, most of my time, probably, and mm-hmm. where, like, my trajectory of life is just kind of taking me. But both of those clubs are non-application clubs.
Yeah, that's kind of key.
Yeah, because, okay, we'll... The Voice and The Hoya have had, like, a rivalry since, like, the beginning of The Voice.
So that's where you're taking this.
Well, I'm gonna...
Okay, keep going.
Because, like, The Voice is a spinoff of The Hoya. They're, but, like...
For the uninitiated, The Hoya is the other publication on campus.
Yes, that is true. but The Hoya takes applications.
Yeah.
And they... I think it's a somewhat rigorous process. I don't know. I don't really...
It seems like they... Like, it's tough to get in.
Yeah.
I've never applied.
But The Voice is pretty much come up... Like, show up to a meeting, write as much as you can. We'll help you if your writing needs help. And...
A lot of us do need that help. No shade, voice writers, but some of you guys, including myself, are a mess.
Yeah, Max will leave LOLs and smiley faces. And his...
And they make it in. It's the best part. They make it in.
But yeah, and that's kind of like the key difference where I would, like, I think The Hoya is, like, much more, like, quote-unquote, like, I guess professional feeling, but, like, the Voice is more about, like, curating your own individual, like,
style and
your own individual,
like, working on
writing. Like, your commitment to this. So there's no, like, you can't be at The Voice if you don't write at least, like, 3 articles in a semester or something like that. It's all just, like, do what you can. And I think because of that, we get, like, a lot of like, people who are super passionate about what they do, because it's like they're just doing it because they like to be here. Mm-hmm. And I think that really shows in, like, I'm just really standing The Voice right now, but it's whatever, it's a Voice podcast.
Good.
But in, like, and, like, everything we do, because everyone's just, like, kind of here because they love it. Whereas I feel like you can correct me if you think I'm wrong. I feel like clubs with applications, like The Hoya or, like, The Corp, which is, like, another mm-hmm. whole thing.
I mean, Prison Outreach has applications.
Oh, yeah, it does. But I feel like it becomes, or, like, Blue and Gray, it becomes something much more akin to, like, status rather than just wanting to be there.
I think it depends. I think... Like, definitely The Corp. The Corp is the,
It's Georgetown Students Incorporated.
They run, like, the coffee shops and stuff on campus.
And, like, the little, like, snack shop and, like, the little grocery store thing.
Which basically means that they just, are kids who are better than the rest of us. Which is, like, fair. Yeah. They probably are.
For the record, I have been told that, like, I could be in The Corp, but, you know, that's my own little, like, pat on the back or whatever.
But I will say, like, The Hoya, like... has very, very talented writers.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying, like, that they don't.
Yeah, and I, like, I read The Hoya, dead. Because what they do is really good, and, like, to me, like, very valuable, yeah. Like, it, like, having accurate on-campus reporting. But it is, like, definitely a very different feel.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, where you, although, even within The Voice, like, you get kind of, like, splits between mm-hmm. departments. Where it's,
oh,
like,
for sure. Like, the leisure kids are different than the sports kids.
But even overall, like, the content that is curated at The Voice, even in the news, is still kind of more, like, whoever wanted to write that news piece mm-hmm. is, like, what gets written. Where it's, like I, at The Hoya, like, you're given pieces and stuff.
So it's just, like, generally different. But, I don't know, this is, like, super biased just because, obviously, we're voice people. But I just, I don't know, I think I prefer that kind of, I think the culture of the Hoya would stress me out. And I just like to be like, yeah, I would like to write a review of this movie, by the way.
So. Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, nothing I've ever written would ever get published at the Hoya. Because no one gives a shit about what I write about. And so I appreciate the voice for existing. No, but it is interesting because it's like, you know, some groups like, so prison outreach is like an interesting example to me because it's like the applications are necessitated by scarcity because it's like the amount, like prison outreach is basically a program where they, kids from Georgetown go like tutor classes at local jails. So like the one in Arlington, the one in Alexandria, and the DC jail. But what that means is that we're restricted by the amount of vans that we can send. And so we just can't accept everyone because like, even though like they reasonably would, like there's no like reason not to bring everyone other than the fact that it's unfeasible.
Yeah.
Which is like different than like, although like the blue and gray is like the same, like not everyone can do it because not everyone can be it.
But I think something that's interesting about blue and gray is that like most other college campuses, giving tours to prospective students is just a job.
Yeah, no one really
but
gives
here,
a shit.
They can do it as a club because to be part of blue and gray.
Do they get paid?
No.
That's hilarious.
It's just they just be like,
Georgetown,
oh, I'm in blue
so
and gray.
So good at, like, sucking our labor out of us.
But that's the thing, like, that's what makes, I think, club culture at Georgetown like different. Like, you can get kids to do stuff just by being like, oh, there's an application.
I mean, there's that fucking club where you just walk Jack the Bulldog
and there's an application, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But then no, I do agree with that like not all clubs with applications kind of,
sorry, not to like be the fucking devil's advocate. Club culture can suck a dick. Like the fact that it's like so hard to like only like one or two parties I've been to this year were not through clubs.
Yeah, that's the same for me.
Which is like that. Please, like, do we, are there comments on the voice site? Comments below if this is true of your.
I think that's true of everyone, unless you're like a freshman.
No, of, like, other schools.
Oh, definitely not.
Because it's, like,
they're just frat parties.
Yeah, or, like, do people just party? Do people just hang out? My friends at home at UW, like, just party, like, with their friends.
No, we don't do. Well, what? We're also, yeah.
Losers is what we are.
We're all like, well, we all write for the same magazine.
So we must hang out. Like, I can't just hang out with my friends.
But, yeah, no, like, another club that I just realized that I, like, attend stuff, but I'm not, like, technically in it, is, like, Outdoor Ed, which like has a component which makes absolute sense that they have an application, because in order to become like a, I forget what they call it, like a nature guide essentially, you have to apply, and then there's like a series of training that you have to go through, just so we're not sending students out with like people who don't know how to like deal with wilderness. But that makes sense. But also Outdoor Ed has like another branch to it where it's just like anyone who wants to like leave DC for a day and do something, just come and, like, be together and, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great. But then you have clubs like the Corp. Honestly, I'm genuinely not hating on the Corp. I have friends on the Corp. You know, I got a free coffee today. I'm, like, it's,
I have one acquaintance on the Corp.
But, like, I think, like, if you go, but, like, people like to group together, like, Corpies as, like, this, like, monolith of, like, kind of annoying kids or whatever. But, like, and, like, they're fine. They just, like, have jobs on campus and they're, like.
Well, that's the tough thing. That's the, I've been thinking about this recently because it's, like, now that I'm, you know, I'm a sophomore. I'm so grown up. But it's, like, you know, like, I'm a little removed from high school. And it's, like, you know, when I was applying to college, I was, like, oh, you know, I'm going to go to college. I'll make all these friends. It'll be my decision. Mm-hmm. It's not just going to be the people I live near, like, the people who I happen to go to high school with or da-da-da-da, like, who I happen to have classes with. Mm-hmm. And then I'm here. It's the people I happen to be in clubs with or, like, I happen to sit next to in class. It's, like, you know, like, we hang out with the Pep Band kids all the time. Yeah. Or, like, I mean, you hang out with the voice kids all the time. Dead. I'm a loser who doesn't hang out with voice people for some reason. But it's, like, it's hard to make friends outside of, like, clubs, the normal, like, rules of engagement.
Yeah. I mean, you and I, like, only became friends because we, on the first day of classes freshman year, we were next to each other in line at Leo's.
Yeah.
Which is, like, weird. Like, yeah, that doesn't
I've literally not made a friend like that since.
Me either. Not one.
It's been more than a year.
But yeah, that's, I guess, just, like, part of life. Like, the way you generally you make friends
I'm not, like, complaining. Like, I have all these great friends, like, because of it. But at the same time, it's just, like, kind of, like, I don't know, feels so arbitrary.
Yeah. But, like, I think I, as much as I don't like club culture, I think specifically because of the clubs I've joined, I like it more than I would like, say, a Greek system.
Oh, absolutely.
Where it feels completely arbitrary. Oh, we're sisters now. Why? Because, I don't know.
One, it's like, the other thing is, like, when you go to party, because, like, that, so that, this is the other, like, big tenet of club culture on campus, is that parties are hosted by clubs.
Yeah.
And, like, pretty much no one else has any authority to host parties. Maybe we alluded to this prior, but, like, to make it explicit.
Yeah.
And so, but then that also means that when you go to a party, like, you have friends, and it's, like, a comfortable environment. It's not like you're just going, and you're like, I am certain there will be alcohol here, and that's why I'm present. It's more so, like, when I go to a Pepin party, it's because I get to see all my friends on a Friday and hang out.
Queen songs and and it's great.
And it's like, like, when I go to The Voice, it's like, then I have a reason to bring all of my friends to a party, because I know it's, like, a safe space and stuff, and, like, a good place to dance. And so it's like, especially because I don't drink, and, like, I don't fuck with the Greek system, like, I appreciate it, because it's, like, it's definitely less hardcore, and that's, like, something I really, looked for, I suppose, in college. But it, I understand that that's not, like, for everyone.
Yeah, oh, for sure. But I kind of, at this point, even though for my freshman year self, I don't hate that I didn't do this, but just for, like, the sheer, like, anthropological, whatever, study of it, wish I'd gone to, like, some Villa rooftops or something at the beginning of my freshman year, just to, like, see what it's like, and then to be able to compare it to, like, the parties I go to now, which are, like, pep band parties or voice parties or parties that, like, people I know are just, like, happening to throw.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine, like, I would imagine that those rooftop parties are much more akin to what the average college student.
It sounds awkward.
It sounds literally awful, which is not, like, I have two older sisters who went to Georgetown, like, so I knew this, which is why I avoided them, like, the plague, because I was like, stand on a, like, a rooftop.
Wait to die and drink Natty Light.
Yeah, like, that just doesn't sound appealing to me. But to other kids where they're like, ah, oh, college, I get to go to parties. But, like, to me, like, that was just never appealing unless I had buddies, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it would have been maybe next year at the beginning of the year we'll just roll up to some rooftops.
We still could. I don't know what you think is stopping us. They happen every weekend.
Why? Ugh, God. These poor kids out here. But yeah, I can imagine, but yeah, I don't know. I think on one hand, I would argue that I don't like that, like, the way that club culture, like, always manifests itself, but I can also say that, like, it's really helped guide me through my experience at Georgetown, and it's, like, become a big part of, like, my identity as a Georgetown student.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good thing? I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's very difficult to, like, kind of navigate the line between, like, how much of this is, like, me buying into the stupid kind of, like, in-group, out-group, like, type situation. How much of this is, like, the convenience of knowing people who share similar interests with me. And it's, like, and sometimes I can't tell. Like, sometimes I'm, like, oh, yes, The Voice, fuck the Hoya. Yeah. And then sometimes I'm, like, fuck The Voice, like, I hate this shit.
Yeah, and then you, like, sit down with a Hoya writing, like, you're not so bad, aren't you?
God, you, like, prod them a little bit. Like, they're really human, huh?
So that's what we're... Oh, wow, what, like, a more, like, hopeful, like, conclusion than, like, sexual offenders are.
Thanks for bearing with us the last episode, everyone. It was a tough time to exist in the District of Columbia.
Yeah, this week we're like, hey, people in other clubs are just like you.
They miss their mom. They live in New Jersey. The whole thing.
But yeah, club culture is weird. It's also interesting, like, talking to other kid, like, friends who go to other schools and describing club culture.
It doesn't make sense.
Because I have friends who go to other schools who are just like, been there a year, haven't joined one club. And I'm like, you would be dead at Georgetown University. Who,
you would walk into class and people would be like, who is she? Did she transfer?
Does she exist? You'd look at your license and it would begin to fade. Like, that's what would happen. But, like, that's just normal for them. Like, that's crazy to me.
I mean, it's like, you know, like, you think about high school, it's like, you don't have to join a fucking club. Like, you could just live your life, you know?
I mean, I did, because...
I mean, I did, too, because I was a fucking dweeb who, like, wasn't like, allowed to have fun.
But what do you... Like, okay, schoolwork takes a lot of time, but
you
also...
You play with friends. You enjoy your time. It's kind of a foreign concept on this campus. I actually did it this weekend. I had fun. And And then I was like, what am I doing? I have homework.
Yeah, we like played D&D for a full day.
It was amazing.
What? Who just has a full day of time? But, like, yeah, how much? I would have so much more time on my hands, I feel like, if I wasn't in any clubs. But I would also have you, and that's it.
But this also goes back to what I was saying in the beginning of the whole, like, you know, with Sufism. Because it's like, you know, like, if you were Georgetown, you don't have to join it. But, like, part of me is joining these clubs for, like, leisure, da da. But part of me is joining these clubs because I don't really know how to participate in the greater D.C. area mm-hmm. without doing this.
Yeah, and you're actively curating your
interests. Yeah, and it's like, I want to, like, do shit. Mm-hmm. I want to, like, you know, cure personalis, etc. You know, participate, you know, set the world on fire, etc. And it's like...
2040 is too soon. Don't say set the world dead. On fire.
St. Ignatius, you fucking bastard.
Yeah, it is true. I mean, like, I want to, like, one day possibly go into journalism or, like, some form of media, and The Voice is really helping me, like, learn how to do that more and, like, kind of, like, flex those
writing
metaphorical
muscles. Hell yeah.
And I also get to, like, every movie I see is pretty much free because I write reviews for them. This is also my pitch for people to join The Voice.
Yeah, join The Voice. Who is listening to this that isn't already on The Voice or our parents?
You never know.
In case we become a hit.
Our social media coordinator works hard. We could get some, like, random people out in, like, Texas
listening. I love it because neither of us is going to post this on, like, Facebook or something.
You might get a Snapchat mention. The picture we took for our thing is cute. I might repost that again.
Wow. I don't even know how to put a podcast on Snapchat, so...
Just, like, the link.
Okay.
There we go. Look out. Parents... Actually, my parents don't have... Your parents have Snapchat.
Dad?
Max's parents, look on your Snapchat and hit that link.
I suppose probably 2 weeks from now.
Also, your dad will definitely share this.
Oh, yeah, true. Oh, dear.
So we'll get, like, your aunts and uncles, you know.
All right, well... I guess I know I'm gay now. Oh, no. Dead.
Whoa. Incredible. Yeah, my family's pretty internet illiterate, so I'm safe.
I was wondering about that. I was like, can I share this? It's like taboo, but I guess you condemned yourself by recording your voice on a podcast next to me.
Yeah, I'm putting our faces on it.
Oh, God. Sometimes that was like, this is, I feel like we're at the point where we could have cut this a while ago, but
yeah,
but we can just keep talking.
Yeah, I'm cool with this.
But like, there was like a Edward Snowden thing I saw the other day. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who was sharing this or why they were. Oh, it was like some like orientation to like prison outreach, because they're trying to spook us about like, what do you call it, surveillance. Mm-hmm. And like, Edward Snowden, like, part of the things that he leaked was that like, not only can they watch everything that you do, but they can watch you type out your message and edit it. So it's like, it's not just that they're getting what you're saying, but they're getting your thought processes. No. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's sad? My first thought wasn't like the government or something. It was like, what if, like, my crushes were, like, like, see that?
Like, excuse me, FBI agent? Please get me Kayla Hewitt's entire bio.
Can you imagine? I would be so screwed. You know how many times I'll, like, type out an angry message and then be like, nah, actually. And then, what? No. That's where the government needs to stop. True, as long as they keep it to themselves, I'm fine.
True intimacy is sending those messages. They're like, no, actually, fuck off. Like,
or like my lame attempts at flirtation. God.
Like the 30 different like responses.
But it's just one word is different every time.
Oh my God. I know. Like with my like romantic flame I have, like you watch me like try to come up with like a witty response while I'm singing Leah's for like 30 minutes. She's like, why didn't he have a reply?
Yeah, that's what's really happening when like the bubble comes up. And then it's just me like, do I say hey or hello?
But that posturing is important. Like, it translates.
Yeah.
And then, it's like, do I add a little smiley face? Mm-hmm. Or do I use an emoji?
Or do I say LOL?
It's so hard. And I sound like an idiot no matter what. And I feel, and it's because I am an idiot.
Do you ever just, like, look back at one of your old texts and be like, you really thought you were cute, huh? You definitely weren't.
It's nice because I'm getting, like, positive feedback for the moment, but catch me in, like, 2 months.
Yeah. Wow. This took a real turn. I don't know if this will stay in, but if it does, I hope you enjoyed us just stressing about, like, our romantic lives for, I believe, the second time on this podcast.
It'll happen again.
Yeah, it definitely will. When we do our dating episode,
It's over for you bitches.
Hopefully by then at least one of us isn't single so we can have more to talk about. That's just not us being like, can someone love me?
We're working on it. We got a game plan. We're in DEFCON like 3 right now.
Yeah. Oh God. Anyway, I hope you
enjoyed this podcast. See you guys later.
Specifically one person. I hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Incredible.
Anywho, we're definitely cutting all of that. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Afternoon Tea. If you enjoyed this podcast, you should check out more of our episodes, now that we'll have multiple, and other voice podcasts.
The Stripped is really good.
Stripped is really good. She Runs the World is also good. Listen to the 250. Listen to Taste Test.
Do people still do the 250?
Supposedly. Listen to all the voice podcasts at georgetownvoice.com. While you're there, you can also read lovely articles by Max and myself, but also by all of our voice writers.
Julianas are the best.
Julianas are P-grade. Check those out. She writes for Halftime Leisure in case you need some direction. Yeah, you can check out our social media. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. You can also follow us on Twitter. Like I said, our social media coordinator is a baller.
And catch us on Snapchat.
Yeah. I think that's everything. Anything else you wanted to say? Whoa.
No.
I hope that sigh gets caught by the mic. Everyone, have a lovely week. Be safe out there. Make good choices. And we'll talk to you next time. You can't see us.
Goodbye. Peace out.